It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. We're starting to see a different side of John Kerry now that he's a globe-trotting diplomat as the new Secretary of State. When the former senator from Massachusetts ran for president, he downplayed the fact that he speaks French, a tad bit elite for a candidate. Now he can flaunt it. NPR's Michelle Kellerman filed this report on what it's like to travel with Secretary Kerry, who just finished a trip to 9 countries through Europe and the Middle East.
At first, we heard a lot about bike trips, how Kerry's mother, who was born in France, rode on a bicycle with her sister and friends out of Paris as German troops approached during World War II. And then there was this often repeated tale of a 12-year-old John Kerry living in Germany with his diplomat father, having his own bicycle adventure in communist East Berlin.
When I came home, I told my dad, and he got very upset with me and said, "You could have been an international incident. I could have lost my job." So I lost my passport, and I was grounded, and I never made another trip like that. But I've never forgotten it.
The new Secretary of State was eager to show off his international experience and his ear for languages, whether in German, Italian, or French.
Nous venons de conclure un de ces merveilleux déjeuners français qui n'ont.
In a gilded room at the Quai d'Orsay, Kerry thanked the French foreign minister for one of those, quote, wonderful French lunches that have been drawing Americans to Paris for centuries. Now I will speak in English, he then said, because otherwise I won't be able to go back home. He got so used to speaking and understanding the various languages on this trip that he forgot at one point to listen to the translation at a news conference with Turkey's foreign minister, Ahmet Davutoğlu, who seemed to get a kick out of it.
Yes, I think this is because we are speaking not from the tongue to the ear, but from the mind to the mind.
Kerry rarely ventured out from the official meetings in palaces and foreign ministries on this trip, but when he did try his hand at public diplomacy at an internet cafe in Berlin, he got a bit carried away as he made the case for free speech and tolerance in America.
In America, you have a right to be stupid, if you want to be.
And that became one of the most quoted phrases of the trip, even making headlines in Iran. The former Massachusetts senator also had a penchant for bringing up his home state whenever he could, even when it came to his choice in neckties.
I like your tie.
You can get it on the internet.
Great, cool.
So it's inspired by my state, Massachusetts.
Okay. Cool.
But the company is actually in Connecticut, next door to me.
Okay.
And I'll tell everybody it's called vineyardvines.com.
Kerry, who's one of the wealthiest cabinet secretaries in the Obama administration, was quick to add he doesn't own any stock in the company. When he visited U.S. embassies in 9 countries on this trip, Kerry often joked that he's a recovering politician. When I asked him what it's like traveling as a diplomat rather than a senator, Kerry made clear he's just getting used to the fact that he can't speak quite as freely.
Each word means more. Each relationship is played differently. And so you have to think, needless to say, about the implications of that in terms of policy and potential missteps. I mean, that you do feel. You know, as a senator, you just don't have those stakes riding on it.
And you're part of a team now, which seems to be very centralized.
I like being part of a team. I've been part of a team a lot of my life, one way or the other. And I understand hierarchy. I served in the military. I am pleased to be part of President Obama's team.
Well, thank you very much for letting me tag along.
My pleasure. Thank you for doing so. Glad you are.
I'm Michelle Kellerman, traveling with the secretary in Doha, Qatar.